If it's Friday, it's time for Larry Weber and Backyard Almanac. It was such an exciting afternoon in my backyard yesterday. There were bumblebees. There were wasps that I tried to identify. Not exactly sure what kind of wasp. Maybe a square-headed wasp. Is that even possible?
Well, there's a fly that mimics wasps. That's called a square-head fly. That could be what you're seeing.
Well, this wasp had a fuzzy thorax.
Okay.
So there you have it. There were two different kinds of hummingbirds that got into a fight. I did not share those photographs because, first of all, there weren't any. And second of all, we don't need to have violent photographs everywhere we look. There was a sparrow of some sort that came in to visit in the backyard yesterday. Baby bunnies everywhere. Young bunnies, adolescent bunnies everywhere. Wow. The world is just busting out all over. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, you don't need me for the program. I think you just did it right there.
Oh, and silly goose.
You referred to the backyard, too, so that's
yeah. Okay, all right, done. It's been great talking to you, Larry. Thanks so much. Yeah, no, what's going on in the real world?
What you're describing is what I often refer to as awesome August. August has got so much happening, but we tend to overlook it. We tend to, rush on to the next and think in terms of autumn's fall sports starting and stuff like that. But August is just awesome. I had the same thing yesterday, just so much going on, part of which was last night after dark, and I'm sure you had a chance to get out and take a look at the waxing gibbous moon. And then just to the left, it was a hand and a half. Just to the left was the bright, what looked like a bright star being the planet Jupiter. Tonight, with the conjunction, will probably be even closer. So it's just a little bit of an extra thing to look at in this awesome month. The days continue to get shorter. We now are having sunrise around 6 and sunset around 8:30, which gives 14 and a half hours. And that's part of what I think makes the month so awesome. Yesterday, we had just a very pleasant weather day for summer. We have had so much hot weather that it felt so good to have weather that was more pleasant. And where I was, we had a nice northwest wind. And I've always think of the northwest wind or any kind of a breeze is the greatest insect repellent there is. And so I was able to get out and take some wonderful walks. And there's just a great deal to see. You mentioned so much happening. You mentioned hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are often seen at this time because what we're seeing is the babies after they've left the nest. And they look a lot like a female. They do not have the big patch on the throat like the male does. And we're seeing the young of many other birds right now. It's not yet time for migration for most of them, though there is some migration. It's not yet time for most of them. And what we are seeing is the young babies that have grown up and fledged and left the nest and often still travel around with their parents. And I've been having visits lately from families of ravens and crows and nuthatches, those in particular. Yesterday, a family of turkeys crossed the road near here. So there's a great deal of that's going on. Now, I mentioned there is a little bit of migration. I mentioned earlier in July how the tree swallows are early migrants, but they're not the only ones. There are shorebirds that are migrating right now, too, along the sides of lakes and so forth. And believe it or not, within the next week, most likely, Hawk Ridge will begin their count because there are early raptors that migrate as well. In addition to that, you mentioned the baby bunnies. Baby bunnies are just another example of a lot of the young ones that are out, young critters that are out right now. And I see this more with frogs and toads than I see it with any of the mammals. Toads are the baby, tiny toads are just abundant. I can't walk anywhere in the yard without seeing them, as are the little frogs. Yesterday, I stopped and took a close look at a couple of these little frogs, and they were wood frog and spring peeper, both of which are early spring breeders, and the babies have grown up. They've left the water, and they come out and start moving. The summer frogs that were calling throughout the month of July have stopped, but one of the spring ones, a gray tree frog, has started up. This is an interesting phenomenon that they will call again in late summer. And it's mostly a calling of a territory because the young ones are growing up and moving out. Birds are quite silent at this time. About the only bird I hear singing on a regular basis is the red-eyed vireo. But the sounds are being picked up by other critters. Crickets, katydids, and cicadas all this week. Now, crickets we're quite familiar with. Katydids, not as much. Katydid is kind of like a greener grasshopper, and they make a number of kinds of noises, scratching kind of noises. And then cicada, which make kind of a buzzing. They're often called the buzzsaw cicada high up in the trees. Locusts and grasshoppers. You mentioned bees and wasps. I had the chance this week to see both an active bumblebee nest and a yellow jacket hornet nest. And don't bother to disturb either of the two. They're just kind of interesting to watch. Lots of dragonflies out there. Still plenty of kinds of butterflies, though I think the diversity seems to slow down a bit as we go through this month. And then, of course, the spider webs. Every morning, there is no better time of the year. Starting in about another week and going to about the middle of September, we have the best time there is to get out and take a look at spider webs. The best time to do it, of course, is the morning when there's a dew, and the dewdrops will hang in the webs, and therefore we can see them a lot easier. I like to walk at a spot where it's walking towards the rising sun. Therefore, it's all backlit, and it shows up so much better. There's a good deal of wildflowers going on right now. Many of the summer ones are on their way down right now. That's milkweed and fireweed. I even saw fireweed this morning that had started to go to seed. Thistle and so forth, many of those are on their way down. But there's still plenty of bergamot, pearly everlasting, and clematis. I've seen a lot of white clematis, jopai weed, arrowhead, all out there still in bloom. But the ones that really demand attention as we get into August and go into September are the goldenrods, asters, and sunflowers. Now, we are blessed with about 10 kinds of each of those. And if you start looking around, you will see they are not all the same. The berries continue to ripen every day. It seems like there's something new to see. The pin cherries that I had talked about before have now moved on, and now I see a nice growth of choke cherries. Raspberries are still a lot out there. I picked them yesterday, but they're starting to give way to the blackberries. And yes, I found the first blackberries yesterday. There's mushrooms. Thanks to the recent rains, we are now getting a pretty good growth of mushrooms in the woods. On a single walk yesterday, I found about 10 kinds, two of which really stood out for me, one being the chanterelles, which among any mushroom people is always a great find, and the other one being lobster. Lobster is an interesting mushroom. It looks kind of like a reddish-orange mushroom, but if you examine it carefully, it's not really a single mushroom. It is a mushroom that has a mold growing on it, and that mold makes it look more of an orangish red, and that's why it's called lobster. Interesting discoveries, and there's plenty more to see. And like you said in your introduction, you don't even need to leave the backyard. We don't have to go up to the cabin to see them. You can see them right here. So, yes, take care. Another looks like, look out your window and you'll see, yes, we have another awesome August day happening. So take care.
All right, Larry, thanks so much. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.